I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is a talking about episode where I like to talk about something important to me or something about the British culture. And it is talking about going to the pub. The pub is a fantastic British tradition. We really pride ourselves for having fantastic, lovely, warm, especially during the winter, pubs or great beer gardens. And so that's what I'd like to talk about today. But before I start, I'm going to give you a couple of bits to think about, which I will include in my little presentation about going to the pub. First of all, a bit of grammar. And the grammar is when we use will have and then a past participle. Now, there are a couple of ways that we can use this structure. But the way that I will be using it in my presentation is to speak about certainty about something that happened in the past. For example, you will have seen the news. Here I'm saying that I am certain that you saw the news. So I can say you will have seen the news. So listen out for that structure. And the second thing is a bit of vocabulary. And that's the word homely. Homely. H-O-M-E-L-Y. Which means cozy and comfortable. So listen out for that word as well. Okay. So, talking about going to the pub. Like with most people, there are things that I like and things that I don't like about my culture. But one of the things that I really like is pubs. If you've ever been to the UK, I'm sure you will have visited one or more of our pubs. I consider pubs to be very different to bars, and they offer, in my opinion, a much more comfortable and enjoyable experience. The word pub comes from public house, so it's really a place for everyone, children included if they're accompanied by an adult. And also, we have the word public. We have the word house. It's a house. So in previous years, it would have all the rooms a house would have. A kitchen, a living room, bathroom, bedrooms even for people to stay the night if they need. And much of that old tradition has continued, even though people don't need to stay the night anymore. But the fact that it's a house means that the design is much more homely. Also, food is much more common in pubs than in bars, and in many pubs you can get really great food. Pubs open really early, and us Brits like to take advantage of that, so don't be surprised to see people enjoying a glass of beer at midday, yes, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, especially during the summer months. Most people have what they call a local, and this is a local pub that they regularly frequent. Some go every day if it's really close to their house. They get to know the other locals and the bar staff at the pub, so you get a really nice atmosphere. And finally, I like the fact that pubs often have the same names. The most common pub names in the UK are the Red Lion, the Crown, and the Royal Oak. Apparently, there are 549 pubs called the Red Lion. So make sure the next time you're in the UK, you visit one or more of our wonderful pubs. Maybe you could even go to the Red Lion. Okay, so there's my presentation about pubs. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you understood it very well. If there's anything you didn't understand, maybe go back to the beginning of the podcast and listen again. listen out for any vocabulary or grammar that you found interesting. And if you have any thoughts or questions, or if you'd like to suggest some ideas that for what you'd like me to talk about in future podcasts, then you can send me an email. I always like hearing from listeners. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. And you can find all the information about the classes that I give online on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.